cool song. Like, I went and saw Peter Hole's Apple Play a couple nights ago. Played a great show at the Lakeside Lounge.
Were you there, dude?
Yeah, he was great. He, because he didn't play that often. And when I was, you know, 20 years old, the DBs were my favorite band in the world. I was a huge fan of Peter's, and I would find all the singles and non-LP B-sides like fans do. And eventually we became friends and then bandmates for a while. But I'm still a huge fan. So, you know, when he was playing mostly new songs, which is great, which is, what you expect someone to do and want to kind of be excited about the new things. But he played a song called Big Brown Eyes off the first DBs album, and I was blown away. So I was very conscious tonight of playing a lot of old songs. And some new ones, too. But this is about as old as it gets. This is, in fact, a song that was on the first Dream Syndicate album, Days of Wine and Roses. But I'd recorded it before that on a four-track reel-to-reel recording machine, a TX-3320, I think, if I'm not mistaken, that I had, and recorded playing all the stuff myself, drum machine, badly played bass. You know. That's why it's such a simple bass line, because I came up with it. And
that's awesome.
And, yeah. and put it on a single called 15 Minutes that I released and made, I think, 300 copies of, because the idea was that'd be the last record I would ever make. It was my 15 minutes of non-fame. I was 20 years old. I'll make my one single that I can always, you know, have my collection, say I did that, and then just quit and have a more sensible life, which didn't happen. But I do remember, I guess remembering that, because I actually was dragging that recording all around the country and playing it for people, including Peter Hole's Apple. So wherever he is right now, which is probably down the road in North Carolina, this is for him.